This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Struck him out.
That'll certainly work, won't it?
Tomoyuki Sugano may have just had his welcome to the big leagues moment. 7 strong in his 4th career start.
But he mixed speeds extremely well. Off-speed stuff was commanded well. I thought we played good defense. I thought he stepped on his heater when he needed to. But just pitched really effectively for 7 innings. And it's great to see a starter go that deep into the game and keep his pitch count down. I thought he was fantastic.
Here are the highlight, courtesy of Masson, and then you heard Brandon Hyde after the game. He also said that Brandon Hyde said this was the guy we saw in spring training, for what that's worth. But Tomoyuki Sugano, he did give up back-to-back homers to the 7 and 8 hitters in the 3rd inning. But 5 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts, 2 earned runs in 7 innings, and only threw 87 pitches.
He was incredibly pitch efficient, which to me, and I don't know, I'm surprised the manager didn't mention it, that to me was the most important thing. He wasn't finding himself in 3-ball counts all over the place, which has been a big problem for him. It's led to walks and hit batters, which is obvious, but I think it's also led to him not trusting his stuff and him ultimately giving in and people hitting the ball really hard. Now, look, he still gave up 9 balls off the bat, 95 miles an hour or higher. He gave up 8 off the bat, 100 or higher, basically. So now the skipper did point out the defense, and they made some plays on some balls that were absolutely scalding. I think it was the 4th inning where all 3 outs were made on balls that were hit 103 or higher. But he didn't walk anybody. And he was able to go 7 because he wasn't in 3-ball counts left and right. He wasn't having to pitch out of jams. Bone gave the numbers yesterday, how horrible he was getting the leadoff guy out, keeping him off base. He was able to do that. And I think the more he's able to pitch with clean base paths, the better. I didn't think he was going to have 7 innings in him. But look, this is the kind of lineup that he should be able to manipulate. There's, you know, we talked about it before the series started. They have some dudes who get on base. They've got one guy really in Ramirez who drives him in. And if you throw a meatball to Manzardo, he'll hit it, you know, a mile. But if you don't, he'll probably get himself out. And that's their lineup right now. And he was able to navigate it. And when they hit the ball hard, they mostly hit it at people or they made plays for him. So it was a huge step in the right direction. It should help his confidence. But I would just say again, he's faced 4 teams. Right? Because he didn't pitch in the Arizona series.
No.
So he faced
Toronto twice.
Faced Toronto twice, who has not hit any home runs this year for whatever reason. He's faced the Royals, who are not that's a 3-man lineup. You get past Pasquatch, it falls off a cliff. And he's faced the Guardians team that I told you guys, I think the Guardians are a huge candidate for regression. I don't buy their starting pitching like last year, and I definitely don't buy the lineup. So, you know, his biggest challenges are to come, and he needed this and they needed this, and they've now had 2 straight games where the starting pitcher has been a big part of the reason why they won a game, which That hadn't happened around here much.
That's the biggest thing. It was the first time they've won a series, first time they've won back-to-back games, and first time all year where they've had back-to-back really good starts out of their starting pitchers. And, guys, you could almost tell in that first batter, him striking out
Quan
Steven.
Look, yeah, dumb.
How about that? That was some stuff.
That kind of set the tone for this. And Jason, I'm with you. The 9 hard hit balls and Cedric Mullins, he was making a lot of plays look routine. Gunner had that great play where he smothered the ball and gunned out someone at first. But that is what Tomas Sugano needs in order to be effective. And we gave out that stat yesterday, the splits. I think it was .467 was the on-base percentage for batters leading off to start the inning. He got the leadoff batter out in 5 of the 7 innings that he pitched. So getting out number one and setting yourself up for success the rest of the inning.
Couple things. For me personally, I'm not going to couch it because that was the best Orioles start of the season.
Like, for sure.
He's now through 4 starts, got an ERA under 3.5. Has he
Peep
been great?
The fifth. Peep the fifth.
It's fine. We'll see as it goes on, but I thought he was really good last night, and also baseball's hard. So Wednesday night, the Orioles were hitting the crap out of the ball early, and they were hitting it right to people. That's why not everybody hits .500. Like, the reason why the best hitters get out at 7 out of every 10 times, because sometimes you hit it hard, but you hit it at somebody. So I'm going to give him credit for what I saw last night, which was an outing where he seemed, other than the back-to-back home runs, he kept guys off balance.
And him rebounding after that, because yes, after 14 of 17, I think, is what he retired after the back-to-back home run. So he responded really well.
Look, they showed faith in him, let him go out there for the 7th inning, and he rewarded it. I don't know that even given the state of the bullpen, and they've already thrown a lot of innings and yada, 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 I would have probably, given how rough it's been previously, called that 6-inning outing a win. They said, no, he hasn't thrown that many pitches, which he hasn't, and they let him go back out there, and he rewarded them for that. So we'll see. It should be a confidence builder.
If it's 4-2, he might not have gone out for the 7.
Look, he gets to face the Nats next.
Yeah.
They're not hitting the ball a lick. They had about a 3-game stretch where they killed the ball, and every other series.
That Wood kid is hitting some home runs.
He is. It's a one-man lineup right now. They're striking out a ton. They're looking overmatched. So that's another one where, okay, like, he should take confidence into that. I'll be real interested to see what he does. But I'm just telling you, the level of competition and the quality of hitter he's going to face will skyrocket.
And we got to shout out Ben again, because he called,
Ken
yesterday.
Yeah, by the way, Ben.
6 innings, saw in the group 3 chat. Earned runs.
But, Jason, something you like to always say, they all count. And
I'm not taking away from what he did. It was a big step forward. Yeah. Let's see if he can have 2 decent starts in a row. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of underlying metrics in there that are telling me I think he's going to struggle to be even a league average starting pitcher.
Beltway Ben, you're a Sugano guy. Is it fair to call Beltway Ben a Sugano truther?
Yes.
I think so.
He admitted as well.
What did you think of last night?
I thought he was incredible. I mean, I talked about that with them yesterday. The splitter being a non-competitive pitch and just giving guys on, it was not that yesterday. And there were a few of the balls that were hit hard, like the one Nolan Jones hit. He reaches and hits it out of the other batter's box, and it's hard off the bat, but it's a regular lineup second base. He was very good. And he all game long, he just did not look like the other games, the nerves were getting to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, I'm not trying to be funny, he was like the first few games, he's adjusting his pants every pitch. He's on the mound like trying to get right. Yesterday, he looked very confident.
Coming up next on the program, we are going to switch to Ravens. By the way, we'll get our best bets with our own Beltway Ben and Ariel Epstein coming up at 3. But Ravens, and not talking about big extensions like Lamar, Hamilton, etc., but who's going to get some new money before maybe we get to OTAs, before the start of the season at least? Is it Kyle Van Noy? Is it Rashad Bateman? Is it Derrick Henry? Is it somebody behind door number 4? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.